his own hold. He's only looking back past the dark copper beaches down the old muddy track that leads to the hills where he walked every day, where he ran with his children before they went away to places where postcards never arrive, and he doesn't know if they are dead or alive, and he stands alone. He starts to sing. He's singing for the open road, for the freedom and the thrills, for the meadows and the songbirds and the jasmine daffodils, for the blue skies and the warm winds on those brilliant summer days, and her soft lips and dark eyes and coquettish little ways, and he stands alone. Lost in his black bitter cup, and he won't see the evening. His mind is made up of madness and sorrow piled up through the years, along with doubt and mistrust and unreasonable fears, to such an extent that he no longer cares about the people in his life or the people in his prayers, and he stands alone. And he starts to sing. He's singing for the melodies that overwhelmed his youth. He's whispering the poetry that teased him with the truth. He's hiding from the sun that blessed him. The lovers that never came his way, and he stands alone. In his reason, he won't be outrun, because no one is chasing, no one's aware that the house has been tidied and the papers prepared for the journey ahead into the unknown. And he doesn't care if it's silver or stone, and he stands alone. And he starts to sing. He's singing for his mother's love and the happy lives they led. He's haunted by his father and what he never said. He's thinking of the games he played with his friends on.